here too much.
No.
Okay.
There's only one house around here that was one of the first houses in Florissant that had the stairway up into the attic.
Mm-hmm.
It was haunted.
That was a haunted one? Just the attic or the whole house?
You could hear people walk up the stairway when you were sitting there, you know, up into the attic.
Really?
Just as plain as day. And, you know, I mean, we have went and looked to see. It was kind of scary. We called him Old George. I don't know who he was.
Oh, and whose house was that?
It's a house that used to be there where the total station is, uh-huh. And they have moved it up around the curve
there. Yeah. Did somebody you know live in the house, or?
Yes.
Okay, so you would be over there socializing and you'd hear these.
Playing cards. Man, you'd just swear somebody went up in that, the stairs would squeak. And
wow.
Wasn't nobody there.
Did that ever really, I mean, were the owners really freaked out about it, or did they just get used to it after a while?
My girlfriend lived there. She has since moved to California.
Uh-huh.
We'd always, and the door had shut, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she'd say, okay, George, that's enough for tonight.
Wow. I don't know if I've been in a house like that, but I've heard of houses that exist like that. Is that something you hear a lot in this area, like haunted houses and things? Or are people pretty superstitious, you think?
Yes.
Yeah?
As a matter of fact, I have had experiences in this house.
Really?
I used to have a neighbor that lived up there that he was quite a drinker, and he was an Irishman. And forever he would say to me, well, you know, you're never alone. I'll always be here as long as you need me. And he died when he was like 54 years old. After my husband died, and for the first time in my life, I was here alone. I was sitting in the middle of the next room here, in the front room, doing Grange work. I had it on my, spread out on my chair, and sitting there in the middle of the room underneath the light, doing it. Mm-hmm. And I heard this noise come up out of the basement that sounded like a real strong wind,
mm-hmm.
like tornado type noise. And it went right by me, and a voice said, remember, you're never alone. I'll always be here as long as you need me. And he had been dead for several years. And I checked the TV to see if I hadn't got it completely shut off. I picked up the phone to see if it was still working. I checked the radio to see if it was on.
Wow.
And then I thought, that was Tex. And I'm never alone.
Woo. Good one. Let me ask about some of the things in your house. You know, you gave me a chill. That's the second time today I got sort of a chill. That one. The first time was when I was at the gas station and this lady rang up $5.17 for this cup of coffee and water. And I was like,
a strange place.
And then she was like, no, that's for her over there. I said, oh, okay. And the girl behind me said the same thing. She said, oh. What would you call the items in your house? You have a number of things in this room. Is there a term you have for all these, this chest of drawers, this, that, together?
That's a sideboard.
Okay.
Or a buffet.
Uh-huh. You are an antique buff, huh?
And that's a Queen Anne desk.
Is that what you call a desk that sort of flips down like that?
Mm-hmm.
A Queen Anne?
Well, no, that's just this style of
this
the legs.
This one in particular.
It's a Queen Anne.
That's beautiful.
Some people call those secretaries.
Okay,
right. And, but